Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus, believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. His truth, spoken in one moment, became an evergreen seed for our generation today. The power of a conversation is eternal. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Good morning, Apostle Michael. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well. Thank you, Angel. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm excellent as can be. It's a great pleasure to connect with you. What part of the world are you in today?
Oh, I am in Nigeria, Port Harcourt in Nigeria, to be precise.
What does your day usually look like?
My day usually starts like this. In the morning, after prayer, I go on social media. I look at what is happening online, contribute my quota. If there's any information I want to pass across, I take opportunity to pass them across. And then I study. I spend a lot of quality time in study because you cannot give what you don't have, right? So most of the time, you have to draw from the well of the Spirit so that when you stand before men, you can also give that which the Lord has put in you.
How did you come into knowing Jesus Christ?
I was born a Muslim. I grew up as a Muslim until the year 2010, at the age of 21. I was 21 when I gave my life to Jesus. And it was a personal encounter, meaning nobody preached to me. Angel, you must understand that there are certain people in life that no human can preach to except by a personal divine encounter. You cannot go before a Muslim man and begin to preach Jesus to him. A lot of things will not make sense to him. How do you explain the concept of Trinity? How do I explain the concept that a man died for his sin? It will make no sense to him, you know? But when it is from a divine encounter, you know, that God meets with them, and that is why they can get converted. So in my own case too, it was a divine encounter. I read this book titled The Belief of Ishmael, written by a Muslim man, serving a Muslim man, but he serves Jesus, he follows Jesus instead of Muhammad. And the man gave references from the Quran that confirms Jesus as the Lord and Savior and the resurrected one. And a lot of many things. So I took my time. It was from the process of reading that book, the Holy Spirit began to minister to me. And then I got convicted in my heart by the Spirit of God. And that was how I gave my life to Christ in the year 2010. And since then, it's been a fantastic ride with Jesus.
Tell me about you then taking up the pen to write your book. Was that on your vision, even as a Muslim, or was that something that came after becoming a Christian?
Oh, that was after I became a Christian, of course. Well, I've always desired to become an author, to write something. But, you know, writing is not just about picking up a pen. It must come from an inspiration about something. So, 4 years ago, the Lord led me out of this city and sent me to the northeast part of Nigeria. It was a suburb in a local government. And there wasn't really nothing much there. And the Lord led me there. And that was where I started from. So that was where the Lord led me to start the work of the ministry committed unto me. So it was in the process of there. And then the inspiration came through prayer. So you see, for people like me, most of the time, we draw these things from the well of the Spirit. When a man tarries in the presence of God, there is no limitation to as much of the things that I can draw from God. I didn't see myself writing a book until I spent time with God. It was in the presence with God that the inspiration to write my first book, Understanding Captivity, and it was fantastic because, do you know, I had even a challenge when I was writing that book because I had written the book. It was good. I used my phone in writing because I was in a place where I had no access to laptop. And then I used my phone to write the book using a WPS office. But when I was done with the book, do you know, for some reason, I lost that file on my phone. I mean, a work of over 2 months, I lost it. And you know, for about a month, I couldn't do anything. I lost. I was discouraged because I didn't know where do I start from. We are talking of about 150,000 words or more. But you see, after a month, the Lord had to encourage me again. And the Lord gave me some concept again, encouraged me, and then I started again. But glory to God, within 2 months or 3 months thereabout, I was able to put it together again. And then that was why I was able to release my first book. And then the second book, to right there, it was all there. My two books were released while I was on mission field in the northeast part of Nigeria. So it was an inspiration from God, not really something I did of myself.
Listening to your voice, I'm feeling as though, or hearing, that integrity is very, very important to you. Is that accurate?
Dealing with people is all about impression, what kind of impression you give to them. And if you really, really want to connect to people and to be, you know, the Bible talks about faithfulness. So I think for me, integrity is everything. I rather know that I'm always very, you know, conscious of people that I deal with. So I deal with people more of integrity. That's the kind of person I am. I don't like to play shady deals. I don't do shady things. And I also encourage people, let people know you for who you are. If I give you a job and you know you cannot deliver, don't just say because you want to get money from me, you give me a time you know you cannot deliver. I will be disappointed. And so I always encourage people, if I give you a job and you cannot meet up at that time, call me and talk to me about it. That, oh, I cannot meet up at this time. That makes it a relationship. That gives the relationship value. So integrity is everything for me. I think this is the only way people can have a good relationship with themselves and with God, with solid integrity. The Bible talk about be a conscious vote of offense towards God and then towards man. And I think that is the whole thing for me. Yeah.
As we close, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I think the only thing I want to appreciate you for taking out time like this and, you know, connecting with me to share with you. But also what I want the world to know is that the world should rise up at this time for the aid of the Christians in Nigeria, because there is genocide in Nigeria, and we need help. The body of Christ need help. The activities of the Islamists, of the terrorists, of the jihadists has really overwhelmed the nation at this time. So what I think, what I want the world to know is that this genocide, this act of terrorism, is real and it is overwhelming the nation. And everything support and every help we can get from the world will be very, very much appreciated at this time. My body now is not just for myself, but majorly for the church, for the body of Christ, and for the people of, regardless of what religion you are. I believe people, regardless of your tribe, regardless of your race, regardless of religion, deserve to live. Nobody deserves to be killed like an animal. So you see, I think this is what I want the world to know. Whatever help we can get from the world will be very much appreciated at this time. Thank you.
Of course, we do have links that lead to your Facebook page, and people that are listening can simply click the show notes and go directly and message you there. That's the best place for people to connect with you, yeah?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Excellent. All right, my friend, Apostle Michael, again, it's a pleasure I treasure, yeah? Thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.